I heard you were looking for me.
She has some runes she wants you to look at.
Dogfin leaned to the side to look at me.
Kate? What the hell are you doing here?
I live here.
Why?
Because I'm with him now. Dogfin looked at Curran.
You and her are...
She's my mate.
Dogfin swung his axe onto his shoulder. The runes sparked with pale green.
Well, how about that? You know what? I don't care. I'll still beat your ass. But I like her, so I won't kill you.
Curran's eyes turned gold.
Thanks.
Dogfin waved his arms at him.
Well, go on. Do your transforming thing.
No need.
Oh, there is a need.
Are you going to talk all day? I'm a busy man.
Fine. Let's get to it.
Frost condensed on Dogfin's hair. His skin turned dark. He grew, gaining half a foot of height, his shoulders spreading wider.
Have fun, baby.
Pale tendrils of cold spilled from Dogfin's body. The icy mist danced along his skin, clutched at the runes tattooed on his arms, and drained down in a brilliant cascade onto his axe. The weapon burst with bright green. I braced myself against the stone wall. Dogfin swung his axe. Curran jumped aside. A flash exploded to the left of him, blinding white and searing. An air fist slammed into me. Curran flew a bit and rolled up to his feet. A 3-foot hole smoked in the grass where Curran had stood. A blast of frigid air whipped from Dogfin as he roared, striking at Curran. The Beast Lord dodged again. Dogfin remained firmly planted. The last two times we'd fought, he'd moved at me and I'd taken him down. There were dozens of ways to use an opponent's movement against him. Trip him, knock him off balance, gain control of a shoulder or leg, and so on. Dogfin must have decided not to give Curran that chance. Dogfin spun the axe. A barrage of frost missiles shot out. Curran leaped back and forth, circling Dogfin. On the battlements, the shapeshifters roared and howled.
How are we doing, baby?
Serves you right, your furriness. Next time, listen to me.
Trying not to show off.
Dogfin brought the axe down.
Yeah.
Curran flew backward.
Bring it!
The shapeshifters booed. Curran bounced back up and dashed forward. Dogfin spun, but the Beast Lord was too fast. He dodged left, right, and collided with Dogfin. The huge Viking staggered back from the impact, whipped around, picking up momentum, and charged, gripping the axe with both hands and bringing it up for an overhead blow.